Welcome to Today Morning. Warning from Surrey County Council that money from a rising car tax may not be spent on most of Surrey's roads, as had been expected. Let's find out more. John Fury is the Cabinet Member for Highways and Transport. John, morning. Hello.
Morning, James. Nice to speak to you on a Saturday morning at this time.
Well, it's nice and relaxed, isn't it? We can chill out. So, what have you got to be in your bonnet about, John?
Well, I think it's a great idea for the Chancellor to propose that road tax be spent on the roads. Now, isn't that something new entirely? But if you read the small print, only motorways and major A roads would benefit, meaning 100 miles of roads in Surrey would be eligible, leaving 3,300 miles of the county's roads without a penny. Surrey drivers pay more than $100 million in road tax duty every year, but the county gets $20 million back, not for its roads, it just gets $20 million back.
So what do you want to spend the money on if you could get it, John?
I want to spend the money on roads. I want to continue Project Horizon. As you know, we spent the last 3 years doing good new roads with 10-year guarantees. That's what I want to spend the money on. It's only fair for Surrey residents that the government puts that money back where it came from.
Now, it's $100 million you mentioned. You've worked that out by calculating how many cars pay the vehicle excise duty.
Yes, it's an estimate, obviously, because we are the most trafficked roads in the whole of the country, and we need that extra money.
Do you think that you're actually going to get it? You're never going to get $100 million from them, are you?
When was the last time you didn't ask and then didn't get anything? I'm asking because I want fairness for Surrey residents, and that's the way we intend to keep going. We have to do something about our roads, not only the congestion, but the cost of repair and maintenance. If the roads break down entirely, what are people in Surrey going to do other than come after me? And I don't want them to do that.
Are you confident, though, that if you get more money, that Surrey County Council would actually spend it on roads and not stick that money into another pot? And as far as the campaign from Surrey County Council to the government asking for more money, is there any traction in it?
Yes. We are in a whole new situation at the moment, James. We haven't had the Chancellor's autumn statement yet. That's key, and we need to get in there, and we need to start digging a hole around him and saying you can come out when you put some money for Surrey in there.
The only thing is, John, is that you can imagine the headlines, can't you? Rich county gets even more money. You know, northern counties are going to be moaning about that. You can't see the government really going for it. Okay.
It may be regarded as a rich county, but there are masses of people who are not rich who do a very good job within Surrey and elsewhere, go to work every day, pay their taxes. They're not rich, but they do need government to understand that Surrey needs looking after. Our roads are better than they were, but we need to get them better.
John, good talking to you.